The BBC have asked a number of people from different religious backgrounds to provide a thought for the day on their flagship Today programme in praise of Charles Darwin, because of 2009 being his bicentennial year. No one sceptical of Darwinism has been invited to contribute. If they had asked me, this is what I would have said. Even his supporters agree that Charles Darwin was a prevaricator. He very nearly lost out in the race to publish a theory of evolution by natural selection to a little-known collector from Wales. He had been spending years writing letters, testing opinions, and compiling his ideas. His ideas were largely influenced by other people. He grew up under the influence of an atheist father and a mother who belonged to a church which denied most of the accepted beliefs of normal Christianity. His grandfather had already published his own evolutionary views. And before he even began his famous voyage on the Beagle, he had accepted the long-age views of his hero, and later his mentor and friend, Charles Lyell, a man whose views were motivated not by scientific evidence, but by a desire to undermine belief in the chronology of the Bible. During my years as a science teacher, pupils would often ask, with no prompting on my part, why there seemed to be so little evidence for evolution. Children are natural creationists. The most obvious conclusion to the observation of the beauty and complexity of the biological world is that if it looks as if it has been designed, it is probably because it has been designed. Evolutionary biologists can be clever at waving their just-so stories in a vain attempt to explain how organic mechanisms have appeared. Some Christians have allowed themselves to be persuaded that the just-so stories constitute evidence. They do not. The first chapter of Colossians maintains that everything was created by Jesus, for Jesus, and through Jesus. Jesus himself reminded us that not even the smallest part of the law, by which he meant the books of Moses, including Genesis, would be superseded until he comes again. It is time for Christians to recognize the failure of Darwinism as a pseudoscience, and with humility to acknowledge that what God said he did is what he actually meant that he did.